This is day one of the annual Mackinac Policy Conference put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber. Michigan's movers and shakers and many reporters have converged on Mackinac Island. That includes our It's Just Politics team of Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta with us now from the Grand Hotel. Good to have you join us.
Hello, Cindy. Hello.
Hey, for the great majority of people who will never attend this policy conference, Zoe, tell us what happens during these 3 days. And, you know, is it more than just 3 days of schmoozing and cocktails?
Yeah, well, there's sort of what happens, you know, above surface and what happens below surface. It's, as you say, 3 days of sessions where speakers, you know, like Governor Snyder, like Mayor Mike Duggan, influential business leaders, some thought leaders. There's a futurist in residence who will be here talking about, I'm assuming, the future. But then what other
folks... Is that a
prediction? That is my prediction. What's really happening, though, is, as you say, Cindy, you know, there's anywhere between about 1,600 folks, business leaders, politicians, entrepreneurs, philanthropists who get here on the island and meet, and there, you know, are negotiations about things, there's conversations, and so it, for, you know, these 3 days becomes kind of this melting pot of the state's leaders.
And
although if they were going to pass out, you know, really honest T-shirts, they would read, you know, I'm kind of a big deal.
I was just going to say I'm kind of a big deal. and boy, do a lot of folks here think that.
They either are or they want to be. It's why they're here.
And Rick, the conference is put on, as we know, by the Detroit Regional Chamber. And its CEO, Sandy Barua, has been real consistent saying he wants his conference to matter to the entire state and not be Detroit centric. When you think of what's going to be talked about over these 3 days, is that the case?
Well, no and yes, in this particular respect, that it will be Detroit-centric, but the fact is the region is so important to the rest of the state that it can't help but be of statewide interest. And I think the discussions going on about the Detroit Public Schools bailout are a classic example of exactly that.
And let's start with there, because that's how the morning started, with what we understand was a pretty vigorous discussion or debate on DPS funding. Zoe, who was there?
Yeah, it was a heated debate, and basically what you saw is folks from kind of, you know, both sides.
It was Dan Quisenberry with the charter schools and John Ricolta, basically on behalf of the Detroit Regional Chamber, arguing, you know, their respective sides on the charter issue, which is just central to, you know, whether or not this deal is going to get done.
Exactly, and we've got some news today, you know, part of why the House Republicans aren't here on this conference, with just some senators, is because there was hope that there might be some kind of deal on the financial crisis in DPS happening in Lansing. And Rick, you've got a little bit of news on that, no?
Well, it seems the House has asked for the return of the bills that that they adopted last month, and they're going to go back to work on them maybe today, maybe tomorrow, in hopes of crafting something. The only thing is the architects of the last bipartisan deal have basically been shut out of the discussions. And so we may be looking at another Republican-only version of this plan, which is going to be a big problem up here on the island, because the Detroit Regional Chamber, the, you know, political leaders from Detroit are saying that you need buy-in from the city, and the central issue is this commission that would oversee the opening and the closing of schools in the city based on their performance.
And thus why we saw, you know, this heated exchange this morning between folks who feel really, really passionate about the issue but are on very, very different sides.
What were some of the things you heard that really stuck in your mind in these passionate comments?
Really nothing new, that you know, this has been the argument all along, but there are advocates who are saying that something needs to be done to control the proliferation of charter schools, especially underperforming charter schools in the city. And the charter advocates are saying we want the same rules applied to the charters and to the traditional public schools, and no matter, you know, how you frame it, that a commission is going to favor the traditional public schools over the charters in most instances. Now, what they're talking about wouldn't apply to high-performing charters and high-performing traditional public schools, for that matter, but the charter school operators, at least some of them, are saying that's not enough.
The beginning of the annual Mackinac Policy Conference opening with some fireworks over the future of Detroit Public Schools. Checking in with Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics team, checking in from the Grand Hotel. Thank you so much to both of you.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Cindy.